My mother is crying. Not loud sobs, not hysterically, but a quiet, choking cry. The sound you hear when your lungs want to breathe, but your mind is so focused on holding tightly in every feeling that even a breath and you'll unravel. Stifled, vibrating. Even at 3 years old, I must have noticed. Enough, at least, to say something. I asked her why she was crying, in so much as a three-year-old can ask that. She gestured it was nothing and fumbled to wipe her eyes and just said, "Mommy's hungry, that's all." How could this be, I thought, because I was actually eating at that time. Well, being fed, I was only three, after all. Something I would come to learn many years later was that during this time period, my mother, 24 or so years old, was recently divorced, a high school graduate, and a single parent, and she was also on government assistance. Something I too would actually need at one point in my life, but we'll get there. The point is, my mom only had enough money to pay for baby food. So that's what she paid for. A sacrifice I'm not sure I'm strong enough to make. I told her when I grew up I'd make sure she wasn't ever sad. There are three stories about my mother that have come to define our relationship in my mind, and I want to tell them to you before I get into her visit. Don't worry, she didn't stay long anyway. What I just told you is the first story. The earliest story I've ever heard detailing an interaction with the person whose body doubled as my literal home for the first 9 months of my existence. That story was told to me when I was 27. When I heard it, I honestly didn't know how to react. I think my first thought was, well, that certainly makes a lot of sense. The more you learn about my mistakes, you might think the same thing. But regardless, that's the first story. The second happened the same year, actually, and in reality, kept reoccurring every year after that until I was an adult. Allow me to explain. When my parents split up, at some point they agreed to send me to stay with my dad's parents for the summer down south. Now, anyone can imagine how hard it would be to have your child that young away from you for so long. Any parent, though, knows it's torture, agony. Everything she saw when I was gone was a reminder of her son so far away from her. She would wander the stores and shopping centers looking for things to get me. The way she chose to deal with her grief. She felt connected to me in those things, and so when I returned home, I could see clearly just how much she missed me by how many gifts were there. As her jobs became better and more stable, this display would get larger and larger to the point I would return home to see my entire bed covered in gifts. A miniature Christmas just for me. Her heartbreak, my Christmas tree. As you can imagine, I have a strange relationship with gifts. I don't envy having to be a parent, though, and maybe especially having to be a mother. But where were we? Oh, that's right. She just knocked on the door of our replica home, and a storm was coming. Mom, what are you doing here? You're not dead, are you?
No. I'm here, but I'm not here. I'm here to you.
What do you mean?
I'm here because you need me to be.
What are you talking about? What do I need?
You need to forgive yourself, Pooh. Especially for the things you had no control over in the first place. You feel it too much, too often. It can never heal. And you took it on so young, so unaware.
You're not making any sense, Mom. I don't understand.
I think you will. I only ever wanted you close to me. You know that, right? To know how much I loved you? If that ever made you take on what I was feeling, to carry that weight, I never meant to-
Mom, what is going on? Just come inside. We can talk about it in here.
I can't come inside. Just listen to me, okay? This is important. You needed to be who you were. Not who you thought you had to be to make us happy.
Isn't that a little bit corny right now? And seriously, Mom, come inside. I'm not kidding. You're gonna get hurt.
I won't get hurt. I'm not really here, actually. Remember? Just please listen. You weren't responsible for how everyone felt. And it's why you hurt them. And yourself. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. But I still don't understand what's going on. I'm dead already.
Maybe not.
Wait. What do you mean, maybe not?
Goodbye, Pooh.
Mom. The last story I want to tell you took place on Valentine's Day when I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. It happened in this very house, actually. It's morning, and it's my mom, and her smile is nearly exploding off her face. Both hands ruffle my shoulders, and she jostles me alert. And at the exact same time, in completely diametrically opposite tones, she says, "Happy Valentine's Day, Pooh." And I said, "Go away, Mom, I'm tired." I pull the covers over my head, slam my face back into the pillow, and began to hate myself. Actively, viciously, regret coursing through my whole body, but firmly unable to move. I don't call out, I don't sit up and apologize, I just lay there as if I were on fire, melting into the spot. I heard her slink slowly from the room and close the door behind her.